To be balanced with.
To be balanced with.
Labena.
Labena.
By a moment.
By a moment.
Happy. Even.
Even.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Swargam.
Swargam.
Heavenly planets.
Heavenly planets.
Na.
Na.
Nor.
Nor.
Apuna bhavam.
Liberation from matter.
Bhagavat Sanghi,
devotee of the Lord,
Sangasha,
of the association,
Marjanam,
those who are meant for death,
Kim,
what is there,
Uta,
to speak of.
Ashishaha,
worldly benediction.
So, translation. The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. So you can repeat. The value of a moment's association.
The value of a moment's association.
With a devotee of the Lord.
With a devotee of the Lord.
Cannot even be compared.
Cannot even be compared.
To the attainment of heavenly planets.
To the attainment of heavenly planets.
Or liberation from matter.
Or liberation from matter.
And what to speak of worldly benedictions.
And what to speak of worldly benedictions.
In the form of material prosperity.
In the form of material prosperity.
Which are for those who are meant for death.
Which are for those who are meant for death.
So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When there are some similar points, it is possible to compare one thing to another. One cannot compare the association of a pure devotee to anything material. Men who are addicted to material happiness aspire to reach the heavenly planets like the moon, Venus, and Indraloka, and those who are advanced in material philosophical speculations aspire after liberation from all material bondage. When one becomes frustrated with all kinds of material advancement, one desires the opposite type of liberation, which is called apunar bhava, or no rebirth. But the pure devotees of the Lord do not aspire after the happiness obtained in the heavenly kingdom, nor do they aspire after liberation from material bondage. In other words, for the pure devotees of the Lord, the material pleasures obtainable in the heavenly planets are like phantasmagoria. And because they are already liberated from all material conceptions of pleasure and distress, they are factually liberated even in the material world. This means that the pure devotee of the Lord, or pure devotees of the Lord, are engaged in a transcendental existence, namely in the loving service of the Lord, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. As a government servant is always the same, either in the office or at home or at any place, so a devotee has nothing to do with anything material, for he is exclusively engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Since he has nothing to do with anything material, what pleasure can he derive from material benedictions like kingship or other overlordships, which are finished quickly with the end of the body? Devotional service is eternal. It has no end because it is spiritual. Therefore, since the assets of a pure devotee are completely different from material assets, there is no comparison between the two. Sutta Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his association with the rishis in Naimisharanya is unique. In the material world, association with gross materialists is veritably condemned. The materialist is called the Yoshitsangi, or one who is much attached to material entanglement, women and other paraphernalia, and of course that means for women, men and other paraphernalia. Such attachment is conditioned because it drives away the benedictions of life and prosperity. And just the opposite is Bhagavata Sanghi, or one who is always in the association of the Lord, with the Lord's name, form, qualities, etc. Such association is always desirable, it is worshipable, it is praiseworthy, and one may accept it as the highest goal of life. Great purport. So Tuliyaman Lavena Pina Swargam Na Punar Bhavam Abhavat Sangi Sangasya Marchanam Kim Utashishaha. So Omagana Timadandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vinitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this reminds me of the story of that Srila Prabhupada told about Sanatana Goswami and the touchstone. Some of you heard that story before, but some of you have not. So anyway, so once upon a time, there was a man who was worshipping Lord Shiva. And he was worshipping Lord Shiva for something very valuable in the material world, which is gold. A similar story to the Midas touch story that we're familiar with in the Western world. So he was worshipping Lord Shiva. He said, you know, where can I get a lot of gold? And Lord Shiva said, well, would you like a touchstone? A touchstone is a stone which you can touch to anything and it turns that thing to gold. Yeah, I'd like to have it too. Anyway, I gotta be honest. Anyway, so Lord Shiva said, you can have a touchstone if you go to Vrindavan and there's this sage, Sanatana Goswami, has this touchstone, and just ask him for it. He'll be happy to give it to you. So, anyway, so he goes to Vrindavan, and he finds Sanatana Goswami and says, Saduji, can you please give me your touchstone, Lord Shiva sent me? And actually, Lord Shiva and Sanatana Goswami have a very intimate relationship. There's a temple of Chakaleshwara Mahadev, which is in the middle of the Manasi Ganga area. Anyone's been there? No one's been there. Anyway, the Manasi Ganga is the Ganga created by Krishna's mind when he was told to go to the Ganges. He said, I ain't going to the Ganges. I'm staying here in Vrindavan. It's interesting. He went to the Ganges as Lord Chaitanya, but anyway, that's another story. So anyway, so why did he say that? Or why was he told to go to the Ganges? Because he had just killed a calf. Very sinful. How could Krishna do such a thing? Vatsasura, the calf demon. So anyway, so right in the middle of this Manasi Ganga, so Krishna created this Ganges from his mind. It's called the Manasi Ganga. It's right in the middle, right in the middle of Govardhan. So right in the middle of the Manasi Ganga, there's the Chakaleshwara Mahadev temple. It's called Chakaleshwara because Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra hovered overhead of Govardhan and sort of dried everything up before Govardhan got too inundated when Indra was trying to kill all the residents of Vrindavan. So that's the Lord Shiva. He's the Dikpala. That means the protector or guardian of different aspects of the holy Dham. Just like in Vrindavan, you have Gopishwara Mahadev, and Radhakund, you have Kundeshwara Mahadev, so there's Chakaleshwara Mahadev. And so, anyway, so Sanatana Goswami was meditating there and doing his writing. Sanatana Goswami, of course, was disturbed there because there were all these mosquitoes. And so he thought, I got to find a better place to write. You know, it's kind of hard to write if the mosquitoes are biting all the time. You know, even a pure devotee doesn't like to be bitten by mosquitoes. So, it's not that a pure devotee is just like so aloof from the material world that they'll let the mosquitoes bite. I mean, sometimes you have certain examples, like that Vasudeva the leper who was, you understand, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was so detached from the material world, he would take the worms that fell out of his body and put it back in. I think most of you know that story. So, but Sanatana Goswami had a service to do. And his service is writing. You can't write very well if mosquitoes are biting you all the time. So he got ready to leave, and Lord Shiva said, please don't leave here. I like your association. So, and if you stay, I will get rid of the mosquitoes. So Lord Shiva got rid of all the mosquitoes at this place. So Lord Shiva and Sanatana Goswami are very much connected. Yeah. In this way. And actually the pure devotees are always connected with Lord Shiva because it's Vaishnavanam. Yata Shambhu, Vaishnava, of all Vaishnavas, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is considered the best because he's most merciful, because in his temple there's a whole bunch of witches and goblins and ghosts. It's a nice temple, isn't it? Fortunately, they don't have to send all the names of his people who joined his temple to the child protection organization. They don't have to screen anyone. In fact, it's reverse screening. So therefore, he's considered the greatest Vaishnava. Anyway, so look, getting back to the story. So Lord Shiva sent him to Sanatana. So Sanatana Goswami was there, and the Brahmin said to him, "Can I have your touchstone?" Sanatana Goswami said, "Yeah, it's in the garbage pile." And so, without thinking, this Brahmin, a devotee, soon to be devotee, went to the garbage pile, got it! He got, wow, honey ball! And so he started to turn everything to gold. He turned his prasadam into gold. I don't know if he turned his wife into gold. Prabhupada didn't tell that story. But at least the wife won't talk too much if she's gold. So anyway, he turned everything into gold. He was really ecstatic. And of course, Bhagavatam describes that if someone's attached to gold in this material world, it's like the yellow stool that one has when one has jaundice. And it's also in Kali Yuga, which in this particular case, the story did occur in Kali Yuga, because it was about 500 years ago. Kali Yuga, it's where Kali resides.